Freedom Law School's weekly conference call on this September 21, 2017. This is Payman Mutahedeh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School and your host for this weekly program. If you have not been to our website at livefreenow.org, please go ahead and do so at livefreenow.org. You're going to find a lot of great information and open your mind to a whole new level of truthful information about how you have been reduced to slavery through the fraud called the income tax. That's right, folks. I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and I tell you that there is no law requiring the average American to file and pay the federal income tax. It's been a fraud on American people. It was meant to be a tax the rich scheme in the early 20th century, which got turned around, and it was used to rip off and enslave the American people and to create a big government deep state that ends up serving the interests of the big banks on Wall Street and their corporations and their media. So get your education, folks, mailed to you for free, your freedom education package, by going to livefreenow.org and sign up for that education package that will be mailed to you and emailed to you on a regular basis, courses and material. So folks, you really are a step above others out there who don't know what's going on. There's a lot of people that don't know what's going on with income tax fraud. You have taken a step to educate yourself. And that's number one. That's why I created Freedom Law School over 20 years ago in 1996, to help empower and educate freedom seekers like you on how to live free of oppressive taxation and control. Tonight I'm going to talk about an issue before I answer your questions. The issue tonight is, why should I ask for a collection due process hearing if the IRS offers me one? Well, and then remember, folks, this conference calls are every Thursday night, and they are as long as you can make them, but no more than 2 hours, because I make sure that all of your freedom questions are answered for free tonight. You also want to check out our freedom courses, course packages, because the courses will help you understand the law and your rights, things that you are not taught in high school or university about the U.S. Constitution and your rights. So be sure to go check that out. And then if you have any issues, concerns, IRS or government agencies harassing you, I'm here to help on this conference call, one-on-one private consultations, as well as the freedom packages like the Royal and Simple Freedom Package that include letter writing and responses to get these crooks in the government, IRS, off of your back so you can live free. So let's talk about collection due process hearing, folks. What is it? Well, collection due process hearing was a law that took effect in 1999, and Congress passed it in 1998. And they put it in IRS Code Section 6330 and 6320. 26 U.S.C. 6320 and 6330. You can look it up online very easily. Just go on your computer browser. As I always say, don't believe me or the government or anybody else. So look it up for yourself. Easy, you can find it. Type in 26 space USC space 6330 and hit enter. Use your search engine. I use duckduckgo.com, not Google, because Google is starting to censor the internet. That's right. Avoid Google, and then you can. Duckduckgo.com is a good search engine. And you see that the law comes up. You can look it up, read it for yourself. I'm not going to go with that. The language of the law, it will take too long. I will just give you an overview of what it is. And basic strategies and approach and its importance of the collection due process hearing to protect your rights and your property. You see, before the IRS can attack your money by force, by going to a third party, someone else that holds your money, like your employer, your banker, someone that owes you some money for some services you provided. The IRS has to send you a letter called the Collection Due Process Hearing Opportunity Letter. That, in a sense, tells you that you can ask for a collection due process hearing. And if you do, the IRS is not allowed to go and take any of your money until you have had your hearing. And any appeal you may take after that hearing from the IRS to the U.S. Tax Court and further up perhaps to the Federal Court of Appeal or even the U.S. Supreme Court. Until the hearing and the appeal that you take from it are done, IRS cannot take anything of yours, period, end of story, for that amount of tax they can yield them. The process might take 6 months or 4 years, 3 years, 5 years. I don't know. It depends on how the whole thing goes. No matter how long it takes, though, your property is protected from attack by the IRS. So that is another one reason why you do want to ask for a collection due process hearing, because it gives you a chance to get a hearing in which you may be able to either reduce the tax or altogether eliminate the tax. That's right. Why should the IRS take any money if you don't owe them anything? Of course, you can make payment arrangements also. That's another alternative, the one that the IRS likes. But you don't know until you try. So try. They will send a form to you, 121534. Form. The IRS will send you to it out, but do not put your phone number on there, I suggest, because they're going to want to get on the phone with you and give you a short shrift, quick, slam, bam, thank you, ma'am, railroad telephone interview sometimes. Generally, I don't recommend telephone hearings. Do them in writing, where you have a chance to gather your thoughts, gather your argument, plan your strategy in a controlled, thought-through fashion. Do it in writing, and then maybe a face-to-face hearing, perhaps. So the reason why the collection due process hearing is important, because it gives you a chance that wants to beat the tax. And, you know, if you go to Fear of Loss's website, I will show you some examples of how that was done. I mean, you can actually beat the tax to zero. Okay. For example, if you go to livefreenow.org, I'll show you one of them, livefreenow.org. On top right of the page of Fear of Loss's website, go to Our Victories and click on FLS Victories. Once you go to that page, of the victory number 3, the Speed of Law School beats the IRS in its own $700,000 case. Click on that. And that's the case where IRS came after yours truly. Abe Mahmoud-Tahedeh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, for close to $700,000 over 10 years of employment taxes they concocted against me. Totally bogus. And I challenged him in the collection due process hearing. Now, what happened, at the end, I zeroed it out. The whole thing was zeroed out. And you see the some of the key paperwork there. And I'm going to put the whole thing in there, by the way. You'll see the whole thing very soon. I'll put it up there for you. But basically, they are supposed to give you a hearing by telephone or writing or face-to-face. You can, if I write your face-to-face hearing, and they will eventually rule for or against you. So, the thing I like to do is to make sure the IRS has followed or not followed the IRS bill and procedures, because they don't. A lot of times they mess up, they make mistakes, they take shortcuts, they cheat, they break the law, and you can throw it out. And with that, you can zero out the tax. The actions are baseless, nonsense. You have an opportunity to bring it all out in the hearing. And then you can appeal that to the tax court if the IRS rules against you. In this case, the IRS appeals officer ruled against me. Would not even give me a chance to challenge the tax. The appeals officer was wrong. She was not even thinking that. Challenge the tax, even though she was supposed to let me. In tax court, before we even went to the tax court formally before the judge, the IRS lawyer realized and saw the paperwork that the IRS appeals officer had illegally denied me a hearing, denied me a chance to challenge the tax. So he asked the court for permission to send the case back down to the IRS appeals office to give me a proper hearing in which I could challenge the tax. And that's what happened. And this time, I got a chance to challenge the tax, and I did beat it. The IRS appeals officer ruled in my favor, and pages of tax liens were ruled illegal for the IRS appeals office, and later on removed, zeroed out. The whole process from beginning to the end took 2 years and 9 months for me. In this example, will yours take that long? I don't know. Maybe longer, maybe shorter. But that is your opportunity to do so. Now, the IRS also may give you a collection due process hearing if the IRS files a tax lien against you in the county recorder's office, which means the IRS pays you all the money. And to file a claim against any real estate that you may have in the county where the tax lien is filed. And then, IRS is supposed to, within 5 days of filing of the tax lien, send you a letter giving you a chance to ask for a hearing. So, there's two ways the IRS could end up giving you a chance for a hearing. Either they file a lien first, then they give you a chance to ask for a hearing, or, before they do a levy, they have to give you a notice to ask for a hearing. And no levy may happen while you are in the hearing and appeals from that. So, if the IRS does rule against you, in the collection due process hearing, you can appeal that within 30 days to the U.S. Tax Court. The CEO must ask for a hearing, the collection due process hearing within 30 days of the IRS sending you a collection due process opportunity letter. And when they rule against you, you have 3 days to appeal to the tax court. And when the tax court rules against you, if and when they do, you have 90 days to appeal that to the U.S. Court of Appeals, where you are located. You send that appeal to tax court, and they will send to the Court of Appeals. In the hearing, remember, number one thing you want to do is shop the tax altogether. It's bogus. Yes, broke the law. Number two, the IRS oftentimes is supposed to give you a chance to challenge the tax. If the IRS cannot show that you had previously a chance to challenge the tax, black in a tax court, if you did not receive a notice of deficiency. Remember, a notice of deficiency is the IRS's formal tax proposal notice that they must send you by law before the IRS can fix or assess an amount of tax on you. They have to do that. If you did not receive it because, let's say, you moved to a different address, if you're on vacation, you didn't get it, doesn't matter. If the IRS mailed one to you, you didn't receive it, you can challenge it, the tax there at the collection due process hearing. What the IRS wants to do is go straight to you paying the tax. And the IRS comes up with a payment plan for you. That's what they are programmed to do. But that's really, in my mind at least, generally the last option. Let's try to beat the tax first. If it's shown to be legally, you know, doing owing, then we can discuss from there payment. But let's make sure that tax is owed first before we discuss payment plans. Now, what you do not want to do at the hearing is what the typical freedom-seeking patriot does. The typical freedom-seeking patriot, what they do is they tell the IRS that there is no law requiring them to file for income tax. It is a fraud, scam, and challenge the income tax system. And the crooked IRS employees are instructed to ignore any and all challenges, legal challenges, to the legality of income tax or misapplication of the income tax. To them, you work for a living, you pay income tax. If you argue anything like that, Congress has authorized the IRS to don't even give you hearing at all. They could deny you hearing. If you argue about the legality of the income tax, that's a bunch of nonsense, crooked thing, but it is what it is, folks. You've got to be prepared. You can't play the game to lose. You got to play the game to win. And there are winning strategies. So don't do a losing thing and argue about legality of income tax, because the outcome is already predetermined. You will be ruled against. In fact, you may even find $5,000 in what the IRS considers to be a frivolous appeal, frivolous hearing request. And if you appeal that to the tax court, the court can penalize you, fine you another $25,000. If you go to federal court of appeal, another $25,000 fine could be imposed on you. Just for merely challenging the legality of income tax, the misapplication of income tax. The courts are crooked, folks. We are protectors of the system. The judges do not want to expose the fact that they have been conspiring with the government as part of the deep state for decades to enslave the American people. The average American has no idea what's going on. Many Americans are illiterate, semi-illiterate, don't read, can't read. And so they're okay with just paying the tax because they think that's their patriotic duty to pay their fair share of tax to protect America from terrorists and bad guys and evil governments like North Korea, Iran, and Russia, who want to destroy the United States, which is all a bunch of bunk. By the way, these countries in the world, they know that America is by far the most powerful military force in the world. Why would we want to attack the United States? So the United States retaliates and destroys them? Come on, that is stupid. That is ridiculous. That is suicidal. Why would you, if you weigh only 100 pounds, go beat up on a 250-pound muscular bully? You're going to do that. But the bully will beat you, claiming you're the one that will want to pick a fight. That's the excuse they use. So don't buy all the propaganda you see on TV and media about Iran, North Korea, Russia want to attack the United States. Okay? Saudi Arabia spends more military than Russia. Okay? Russia military spending is you know, not even one-fifth of what the U.S. spends. So it's all to enslave, to keep you in fear. Fear is the truth, folks. I've been speaking to you. And the truth shall set you free. And the truth is what Fear Law School will provide you for you to live free. So, in this hearing, the IRS will want you to fill out a collection form, 433A, telling the IRS all your income, all your assets, liabilities, so they can take it from you. If you have any home equity, any stocks, bonds, bank accounts, good money, bam, life insurance assets, whole life policy, money, bam, take it all from you first. Liquidate any equity or savings you have, and then after that, make a payment plan in which you make a subsistence living, a basic living. That's right. And they take everything else about that. That's what they are told to do. So if you're poor, if you're broke, if you're unemployed, living on minimum Social Security or pension, you can make a good deal with the IRS in the collection due process hearing. Sure, then you have nothing. You're judgment proof. You have zero. You're uncollectible, whatever you want to call it. They cannot get water from the rock. It's simply not there. So that's how the collection game works. If you haven't filed a 1040 income tax confession form, they will insist that you file a 1040 income tax confession form before they offer you a payment plan. Of course, you get to fill out the collection form too, that you tell them everything where your money is. So that's not the game I'm interested in. The only time that you may want to not ask for a hearing, because every rule has an exception, is if you on the system, filing 1040 income tax, confession form, or going back in the system, filing 1040 income tax, confession forms. And we are already working with the IRS collection agents to come up with a regular payment plan with the IRS. That's it. And if the agent is working with you, the agent is a good one, nice one, and is working with you, being reasonable, not trying to rape you to the minimum, that's the only time you may want to not ask for a collection due process here. Because these IRS collection agents have a lot of discretion, a lot of power. I've seen ones that want to rape people to the hilt. And I have seen others that go easy on you and they try to work with you and not take everything you got. So that's the only time you may not want to ask for a collection due process hearing. If you get somebody who in the collection is working with you and you already filed or are filing 1040 income tax confession form because they forced you to do it. But even then, you may want to consider bankruptcy. Bankrupting, wiping away the taxes as a possible strategy. Another strategy to wipe it all out, to run the collection due process hearing. Now, the other time you may not want to ask for a collection due process hearing is if you are in bankruptcy court. In that situation, you may or may not. But if you're in bankruptcy court, the IRS should not be sending you a collection due process hearing letter. Anyway, if they do, I recommend you ask for hearing and tell them that you're doing this only to tell the IRS they cannot collect because you are in bankruptcy. Or write the IRS saying, look, I'm in bankruptcy. You cannot even do this. You cannot even attempt to collect. But if you ignore me, give me hearing anyway. So, folks, that's the fundamental basics of IRS collection due process hearing. It's a tactical game. Later on, if you want to fight them, Fear and Loss will beat them many times. You know, help our students beat many of them. Look at our victories at Fear and Loss. We're on livefreenow.org. Under our victories, IRS victories. And then you see many victories there. Well, of those victories that you see, Fair Loss has, I see most of them are collection due process hearing cases. That's right. Collection due process hearing. It's a great place for you to beat the IRS, beat the tax, zero out the amount the IRS claims you owe them. And I mean zero. Okay, and there's plenty of those victories there you can check out for yourself, my friend. You know, and as you see, for example, in our Freedom Law School beats IRS for not following proper procedures. Case number four, you see a $4.6 million victory. Okay. That one was not close to pass hearing, but that one, that was a tactical victory. But the other ones, that most of those up there would be close to pass. Victory number six, on the Freedom Law School beat IRS illegal tax claims. That was a $350,000 tax assessment. Abated or zeroed out in full in 2009. Okay, folks, that's it for the subject of the class tonight. Remember, every Thursday night, almost always, I cover a new issue, new subject, something informative. Check out our YouTube channel, Freedom Law School, for many of the past conference calls, which have information about different subject classes that I believe you'll find informative and empowering. Also on Blog Talk Radio. You can go there, and see the conference calls we had and listen to audio of them over there as well. So with that, folks, let's go to the callers. Those of you who have questions, I'm happy to answer for you tonight, absolutely free. Now, if you push 1 on your telephone keypad, you will, by doing that, let me know that you have a question. And then I'll notice you have a question, and I will call on you to ask your question. When your turn comes up to ask your question, please be sure to only give me your first name, not your last name, because this is a public call. Any government or IRS agent could be on the call listening and spying on you. But to protect your privacy, only give me your first name. Also tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School. We appreciate the feedback of how Freedom Law School is able to reach wonderful Americans like you. And then go ahead and ask your question. Let's start with a call we have from area code 717. If you have a question, call from area code 717. Please give me your first name. Tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School. And then your question, please.
Brenda, I heard about the law school. I guess just Googling through some things on the internet. And then they sent me a package with a bunch of information. And CDs.
Very good. What did you look for on your search engine? What did you type in, Brenda? I'm curious. What did you type in on the search that you did on the internet to look for Freedom Law School, got the Freedom Law School?
No, you know what it was? I was looking at different YouTube channels where they was talking about, and I've been doing this for a long time now, so maybe about a year, regarding the IRS filing an income tax. Yeah, that's how I found it. I wasn't like Googling it. I was listening to different individuals that work with the IRS, and they no longer work for the IRS, and they was telling us that you don't have to file an income tax.
Okay, very good. I got it.
All right, so the question is, my question is, since if the individual don't have to file taxes, then how does it work for as the your state and local taxes? You still have to file them?
That's a good question. It depends. Because in America, there are 42 states that have or claim to have a state income tax, and many other cities and counties that do impose a small income tax. Very few local taxes are out there. Like you have them in Ohio, has it, some places that have season, I think Pennsylvania, New York, City of Los Angeles, but most places do not have a local tax. But regardless, it depends on the way they wrote the law. If the form that the state has that asks you to fill out the state tax form relies upon and need you to take a number from your federal 1040 income tax concession form. And from that, put that information on your state tax return and the local tax return, then you don't. Because there's no federal law requiring the average American to file and pay the income tax. But if the tax is independent of federal government, federal law, and you do have to pay. Because remember, the federal income taxes misapply to the average American because the U.S. Constitution limits the federal government's power to tax. The taxing clauses of the U.S. Constitution limit when and how much and where they can tax the average American. But the state their taxing powers is governed by their state constitutions, which almost always do not limit the taxing powers of the state, much in there. If they leave it up to the discretion of the legislature of the state to come up with a tax. So it depends on the state law and county, and do they rely on the federal government tax forms before they require a local state tax.
So far as your exemption, I mean, could you play around with that? I mean, since you're not going to be filing taxes anyway, you know what I mean? Instead of claiming one all year, can you claim two or three or four?
File an extension, all it does is just, if you want to have more time to file, that's all that does, basically. It doesn't accomplish anything. It doesn't resolve the underlying issue. Are you required to file on paying income tax or not? The extension doesn't change that. It just gives you more time.
No, I was talking about as far as your exemption. You know, like, you know, being single, I always claim either zero or one throughout the whole year, you know, so they don't take a lot of taxes out. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. Well, you can put, first of all, in my opinion, you don't have to fill out the form at all. That the misapplying the W-4 form, the average American, is meant to be for foreigners only, according to the IRS code. But I know employers mostly usually force the employees to fill out the W-4 form anyhow. And in those cases, you may have to fill out the form, put exempt under force, under duress, involuntarily, to stop the withholding of the income tax. So yes, I do know about that issue and the challenge. Because employers have been duped and coerced and require their employees to fill out that W-4 form.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Any other questions, Brenda?
You have down here on this paper about, like, judges, if you have a question regarding judges.
Okay. If you have a question about the judges, go ahead and ask.
Well, this is regarding, filing a civil suit. No, that's not really important. I don't know if you could answer any questions regarding that. I had filed a civil suit against my previous landlord. And then since they emailed me and decided to refund my security deposit, I was not aware that filing that civil suit that I wouldn't get my money back since I didn't go forward with the civil suit. And I was wondering, you know, is there anything that I can do about that?
That's not something I know or do. If your law school educates you about the law and your rights when it comes to government oppression, taxation, and control, this is a private matter between you and a landlord, a private person. So I don't specialize in those kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But I would go to the website of your small claims court, and sometimes they give you good information on stuff like this. Also, I would look what state you live in, Brenda? Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay. Type in that search engine, Pennsylvania landlord tenant law or landlord tenant rights. And see what comes up, the search results. And you're going to find some people with some good tips about the legal aspects of that situation you have with landlord and tenant.
All right.
NOLAPressNOLA.com has some good books on landlord-tenant law across different states. I'm not sure if they have one from Pennsylvania. They may have one for your state because it is a bigger state. So that's how we go to the process to see what's going on there, what you can probably do.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Any other questions, Brenda?
Nope, that's it. Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, good folks, if anybody has any questions, go ahead and announce yourself by pushing one on your telephone pad. I'm going to give you guys a little political commentary, because I talk about politics also here, because politics and law are, you know, very much related, because politicians make the law based on their whims, their pressures that they're under, and who controls them. So law is often political, very much. So the Donald Trump speech in the United Nations was actually a better speech, with the exception of attacking Iran and North Korea, which is nonsense, because there are no threats to America. In fact, Iran is the one fighting the ISIS and Al-Qaeda in the Middle East, because Al-Qaeda and ISIS are Sunni Muslims. Iran is Shia Muslims. They're just two different branches of Islam, but they fight each other. They disagree with each other. So Iran is actually on our side against the terrorists out there. Okay. The terrorists are with Saudi Arabia, an ally of the United States, and CIA. Okay. But national sovereignty is something that Trump has brought up to the forefront, and that's a good thing. That's a good start for America, folks. We need to start this march to globalism, to one world government that they want to impose on us. It's about time that we reject that whole nonsense. I'm glad we got an outsider in the White House, even though the whole deep state of CIA and NSA, those are the deep state folks. You know, they're opposing him very much. They're all behind, all insiders, behind CIA and NSA trying to oppose Trump. Because CIA and NSA are answerable only to the president. But they're so established under their own rules and regulations and secrecy, even the president doesn't know exactly what's going on with CIA and NSA. They don't. Trump doesn't know still. They can hide stuff from him. Now what can he do? The president. When his own CIA and NSA don't give him answers. So he would be replacing with somebody just off the street. He can't do that. Because he doesn't know how the CIA and NSA work. Because you have to rely on former CIA and NSA people, which themselves are corrupt too. They're all deep state too. So anyhow, that's a challenging situation for Trump out there, folks, trying to clean up the swamp of Washington, D.C. Anyhow, let's go to another call we have from area code 714. Call from area code 714, Orange County, California. Please tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School. Give your first name. And then ask your question, please.
I hope you're talking to me. I once heard about Freedom Law School from a person named Irwin Schiff. My question to you is more
today. Irwin Schiff, let me ask you. When was it you heard about my good old friend, late great Irwin Schiff, mentioned Freedom Law School?
I actually went to a seminar Mr. Schiff gave, and he introduced you as someone who could help with the state taxing agency.
Oh, yeah. That was in Burbank, California. I remember that. You were there, my friend. Okay.
I was there, okay. Yeah.
Yes, I remember that.
My question to you is, will there be a freedom rally in 2018?
I don't know. They haven't done no freedom rallies now. The last one was in 2016. And it's because there'd be no more freedom rallies. Because when I did it back in 1999 and early 2000 years, all the way up to 2000, I think 4 was the last one. We had like 200 to 300 people, you know, size crowds attending those events. But since internet became much faster and more sophisticated, and you could watch great informative speakers on internet, on video, on YouTube for free.
Yes.
People stopped showing up to the events to fly across the country to come to see somebody live in person. It's just simply not worth the expense for most people to fly across the country to see somebody in person. They just rather just watch them on the internet for free. That's what happened, my friend.
I was just curious. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is that it?
That's all I have.
I didn't catch your name, my friend. What's your name again?
My name's Brandon.
Brandon. I hope you get out of the communist, you know, speed up, you know, Mexicali as soon as you can. You know, they're delivering that to me.
I love
that state. Huh? You have to get out of there, don't
California.
You? Why can't you leave? Why can't you leave? What's holding you back?
I can't leave right now because the job I have gives me health benefits that I don't want to lose. But I'm planning to leave as soon as possible.
Let me address that issue. Health benefits. Your health benefits you got is what they gave you, health insurance. And health insurance.
I'm sure they might have some. I don't think it'll be as good as what I have, and I appreciate what I have.
Well, let me share with you why, in my opinion, you may want to reconsider that and think about it some more. I'm 54 years old, have a family, and I deliberately do not want this so-called health insurance because it's not health insurance. That's what they tell you. That's what they call it. That is what they label it. But it is not health insurance. What it is guarantee, is insurance that if you become ill, some hospital, some doctor, some insurance company, some drug pushing company will get rich off of your illness. Because the modern medicine is based upon the misconception that, you know, cause of diseases, well, we don't know exactly what it is, but here's a drug. That's the solution. Take this drug. Or we have to cut your body up apart and throw a piece of it away. Well, that is not health. That is not natural. To poison your body with chemicals. To cut up and throw a piece of it away that God gave you. Or radiate you. Okay? Or, you know, chemotherapy, stuff like that. Bunch of nonsense. God made us healthy like animals. And the solution to that is good nutrition. The reason America is having health problems is because our modern foods are absolute garbage. We are told to eat these non-fat diets, eat lots of vegetables and fruits, and stay away from animal foods. It's the opposite. You should be eating lots of animal foods, especially those with high amount of fat. Fat is good for you to eat. They tell you,
indeed,
I agree. Eat fat, get fat, that's a huge fraud. It's a hoax. You do not get fat by eating fat. You get fat by eating sugar, carbohydrates, grains. Okay? That's the whole hoax. I can go to another time, but go to westernaprice.org. Great website. Dr. Price found out in the 1930s. By accident. That native people who ate the way of the ancestors, nutrient-rich food, animal foods, high fat, low sugar, low carbs, were healthy, no diseases. No diseases, and nearly or no dental cavities. You've got to change the food that for the last 50 years we've been told to eat. Back to the God attended us, and you would not need that insurance for the drug companies and hospitals to get rich. You can just dump that. Guarantee for you get poisoned. Put your money into better food. So get a job, some of the place, you know, and feed yourself more nutritious food. So your body, which is a big chemical factory, has all the chemicals it needs to repair it and rebuild itself. That does constantly. You don't get what it needs, eat a low fat diet, stay away from red meat, stay away from meat and all that. Conventional nonsense, you're going to be sick, and you're going to need their drugs to give you some temporary, you know, improvement, which doesn't work anyhow, long term. All I got is my suggestion to you, Panda. Don't be stuck in California because of that guaranteed poison insurance that you got. Okay?
Okay.
Very good. Any other questions, Panda?
You're answering my... Huh?
Any other questions?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Do you have any more questions of me?
That's it.
Okay.
Thank you for your help.
Thank you for calling, my friend. It's been my pleasure, folks. These calls are, we have up to 2 hours, but as soon as all your questions are answered, we're in the call. And I'm going to have an informative topic next week. Be sure to get on our Facebook page and become a fan of Freedom Law School. Stay in touch with us that way also. And folks, remember, freedom is not free. If you want to be free, you have to pay a price. I did. I had to. And so did the Founding Fathers. You think about what price you need to pay. Pay the price, folks, so that you can enjoy the fruits of freedom and prosperity. Thank you for listening, everybody. Good evening, and I'll be back with you next Thursday night.